We went out and surveyed it and checked it and did the design. And they can use our design for DPW, or they can go out and hire their own contractor to do it for themselves.
I just, what I see is someone gets one done in there. Well, ever since you did theirs, now mine is this way.
We're going to hear that anyway.
That does happen. It's just something we live with.
So. Okay.
Alderman Nelson and then Alderman.
Well, yield to him.
Oh, thanks, John. Is there a time frame? I mean, if they agree to it, I mean, I know you said it may take 1 to a couple years.
If we have 2 or 3 people sign up for it, we can probably get it, you know, this year maybe. But if it's 30 or however many people, it's going to take us a couple years to get around to everybody.
But in regards to a time frame of them to accept DPW to do this, to allow them to do this project, do they have to respond by the end of the year? So we have them on the list, and now, you know, like you said, and it was stated, all of a sudden the neighbor says, hey, I like what you're doing. Why don't you do this to me? How long do we keep this open?
No, this is I don't think I copied the letter in here, but I think we did have a time frame that they had to respond to us by. So by a certain date, we will know how many people are
in
the program
route. You're going to make sure you do have a deadline on it.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well, let me ask a rhetorical question. So what? So somebody comes in 2 years or 3 years and asks for their ditch.
They're paying for it.
Well, the thing was is to allow DPW to do the work. And how long do you want to show the public that we've got DPW doing private property work? I mean, granted, it is in our right-of-way. It's in our right-of-way, but it is a precedence. So
the intent of Board of Public Works was to give one short window when we would do the work. If they want to come in 2 years and want and close, they're welcome to do it, but they would have to find their own contractor at that time.
Well, it's up to the committee. If they want to leave it open-ended, it's up to you guys.
I'd go either way, I don't care. Is there a motion regarding? Do we have a motion?
Didn't John want to say something?
Yeah, so living on North Cape Road, you know, mine was enclosed originally with the project. I've had neighbors that have gone, you know, either way. Some aren't affected as much as others with the hills and such. But that was one of my questions I was going to ask you, if there was a time frame and if it doesn't matter to keep it open, because it is quite a chunk of change for people to come up with, and if they have a little more time to think about it once they see others take place, because it does benefit to have those ditches covered and enclosed, and I think that if we can keep it open, that would be
It doesn't have to be a motion, but do you have a preferred time window for them to respond? 6 months, 1 year?
1 year.
1 year?
Alderman Taylor first.
Well, I mean, I don't think at the end of the day they're paying for it, so it's really no loss, you know, to the city. I mean, frankly, but we are treating. No, I think I'm saying we're now going to treat this differently. So, if, you know, compared to everywhere else, I mean, I would imagine it's cheaper for us to do the work than it is for a contractor to do the work. So, if we, because it's this, you know, one specific area, and we're saying here's the window. Maybe it gets us out of the predicament where someone in someone else's area is going to say, well, I want this done. And, hey, guess what? The city did it. So we want – I mean, we have guys that – are we adding more DPW people every year? No. Do we have plenty of work for them to do through the course of the year? Yes. So do we really want our guys tied up? That's the issue I see. The fact is it doesn't cost us anything, but it's taken away from other work that we're expecting these guys to do. That's why I think it's important to have a time frame. Now, is it – I could go with a year, because then, you know, the first people get it done and then the neighbors get to see it and then say, here you go. But I would say I would agree with a 1 year hard deadline. One-year deadline, I would say, because our guys are doing our things and gals are doing our things. So that'd be my position.
Alderman Nelson, you have Alderman Mayer first.
If we're going to do it for some, I think we need to keep it open and do it for the others, especially since they're paying for it. But can we somehow tag on there as we're available to do the work?
And I think that's understood. We're not committing to deadlines. And again, the Board of Public Works felt this is a unique case because it was a county project and the county did it and came in and made a lot of locations a lot worse than they were. So bought their houses and had the ditches the way they were when they bought it.
Potentially, we all could benefit from them doing this. And so do we want to penalize those that don't make the decision now as opposed to when they see how nice it looks after.
Can I ask a question, Your Honor? How do we all benefit? Can you explain that statement?
I think we'd have a safer road without the deep ditches. I think it would look better. I think we'd have more satisfied residents.
All right, let me go halfway on this. So put the 1 year on it, and somebody ask afterwards, no harm, no foul. Just do it, right?
Which is what we'd probably end up doing anyway.
Exactly. So as long as we all understand that, we can go forward, right? Alderman Nelson, you have a motion.
Motion. Well, the motion with the deadline?
Motion to authorize DPW and close ditches for various properties along South North Cape Road with a notice limitation from the residents to respond within 1 year of the date of the notice.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Now, that's with a sidewalk on top, right?
You are not a nice guy. We're going to bring up St. Martin's Road again. G11 is selection of a design concept architect for City Hall, Mr. Liberta.
This item was carried forward from your last meeting where architects presented to you their vision and you laid it over. The information is carried over in your packet.
Your Honor, I'm going to make a motion to direct the Director of Administration to prepare a professional services agreement with Quorum Architects for concept development and design services for design option C. I was prepared last meeting to make that motion and move forward, but obviously this is all personal preference, and this we had just gotten it on that Friday, so we had a chance to digest it now for a couple weeks. I think my arguments last time. I mean, I think both did a decent job. I think Continuum also presents something nice, but I know there was talk about the one option. I think it was a two that had the large breezeway. I made my thoughts known on having something open weather. And this is Wisconsin. This is not Arizona, Colorado, where you have 300 days of sun. So that's the motion, I guess, I have to move forward. I think we need to move forward. I think, this building's going to be here for a number of years. We're not building a new city hall anytime soon, probably not in any of our, I don't want to say lifetimes. I plan on being around a long time, but I'm younger, too, than most of you, all of you. I plan on living y'all. How's that sound? Well, besides the city attorney, he still wants to race me on Swiss Street, right? We're still going to do that one day? Exactly. Anyways, I think...
3, 5, and the 40.
That's right. And I think if we do it, we need to do it right, and not, cut corners and do a good job. And if that means taking money, which would be out of contingency, right?
That's what I would recommend.
That's what we'd be doing. So... I guess that's my motion to move forward.
Two questions on your motion.
Yes.
Scheme one or scheme two?
Well, I kind of like the. I mean, I guess that's on the.
Well, one's dark brown and one's.
I like the rust color. I like the rust color one, I guess, but
scheme one.
I don't think
the color details. Some of those finite details we can. Knowing your preference helps, but there's a lot of little details that will come forward as we go through that iterative design process.
The next question is, what do you want to do with the community center at entrance? Do you want it dressed up a little bit more than that? Say yes.
I would say yes. And then also one of the things I would like to add was I think we all were in agreement that having another entrance to the community room was important as well.
I did ask one of our first assistant building inspector,
okay,
who is a licensed architect.
Yeah.
Give me what he thought was an estimate of what that would be, and adding that he thought would be between $50,000 to $60,000, okay, to the job because of that being a firewall, you would have some extra work to do and more expensive materials to be able to insert a door there, but it's very doable. And so he estimated it between $50,000 and $60,000.
And I think, and my thinking is, and why, I mean, I don't think we have to go that crazy on the second entrance, is because I think that will now become the main entrance to the, for those going into the community room, and then those going into inspection, that's their entrance. So I think you're gonna have less people going through that current community room if you open up a nice one here with everything. I know Alderman Barber wanted to have some, maybe add some benches, more benches to the front as he did like that on the other architect's drawings and that. So I think there's some compromises that can be made. I did, yeah, scheme one was one that I did like it.
So there is no second, but the motion is the option two, the first scheme and
option C,
enhance the community center entrance and work towards adding a second entrance to the community room.
Correct. That'd be the motion.
North wall. So
that'd be my motion.
Is there a second? Is there a second?
I'll second.
Yeah. Okay. Any Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, I think we should get some other input. One of the things that I thought we were going to get was a kind of a summary of what the alderman said at the last meeting, which wasn't this design. So, and there were a lot of us that liked the other one, the top one, and I'm not hearing anything about that. So, I did very closely read the write-up, and I was kind of surprised at some of the comments that the other company had a slightly more developed option or concept, and we're recommending the aldermen to overlook the distinctions and overlook the concepts, and then it's fair that they adhered to most closely with the contract, and we're supposed to ignore that part. And then Quorum, for example, requests an extension. So, just overlook that. And then it's basically, this is all about, staff comments. And there wasn't a whole lot of feedback from the council on this. And the comments that I heard last time weren't really included in here. But I don't know. If what I'm seeing there, I tagged the ones that you mentioned, Ms. Liberta. You said option two, which is not even the same one. The option two is the one you recommended, right?
No.
Design option C.
From the other company.
If
yes.
What we said, if the Common Council stayed with the current budget and didn't enhance it, then yes, it was. I believe it was option two in this from.
Right. So right now I'm just trying to compare what you said you were recommending in the packet, the two options.
These are the two options we recommended on top. If you stayed within the budget, it was option two from Continuum. But if you enhanced the budget and expanded the project, which was staff recommended that they thought there was a significant improvements in the overall image that the facade of the City Hall would present. And so they recommended design option C, which on your screen is the bottom one from Quorum Architects.
And on option C, you say, although the favorite alternative, staff would want to ensure that there is a 4-inch curb between the ground and the wall elements. Staff would also want to move the sign location. Additionally, the design of the building inspection door probably deserves slightly to be enhanced. And lastly, so you have all these different changes. So, and then last, you want to how existing windows will be treated. So I'm not sure it's even going to look like that with just all this whole paragraph of change.
Well, I guess you need to recognize that this was a preliminary design step. Each of the architects indicated that this is very conceptual in nature and that you then undertake an iterative process to make these changes. That, for example, in option two, the one on top, although that was the favorite of the within-budget areas, the narrow windows was definitely something that staff wanted to work with the architects and figure out better. Some thought that was a slightly dated presentation of the windows, that maybe more slightly larger would be better. So all those level of details occur in everyone. I think the reason that my initial write-up from the last meeting maybe listed more with design option C is because that was staff's preferred recommendation at the higher level. So they spent a little more time talking about that one. The idea, you know, with the reference to raising the material off the ground with a 4-inch curb would be consistent across all six of the designs. Anything that has that material that comes to the ground, your building inspector, Scott Satula, was adamant that from a maintenance standpoint,
so where would you suggest moving the sign? Because right now I'm looking at the sign on the bottom one of the preferred.
That we didn't spend any time discussing. There was just the question is that, you know, could we debate it between those two issues, the fact that there it was down low, on the other one it was up high. A very practical decision actually might be, since the city is at least considering rebranding, you may just want to put a better, good, modern digital sign out closer to the street, and then you don't have to label it on your building, which is, you know, almost 100 yards from the street. So you could do your signage out there and get a nice digital sign to let people know about meetings and things like that. So we didn't spend a lot of time talking about where the sign would be. We just noticed that down low, it doesn't give that presentation from the street. But we'll probably have to do something with the one out by the street, either as part of this project or nearby afterwards.
Well, I had mentioned at the last meeting that there was council action that the two of us were supposed to be part of this. And
you know, I double-checked that. I looked on the council action sheet. I listened to the whole discussion in the minutes.
No, this was a long time. This is when Janet Evans was still up here. I mean, this was so, and we were, and nothing ever came.
The time before that, when I was told to bring back ones, I specifically asked if the council wanted engagement, and they said no. Go.
I know, Alderman Mayor, and I clearly remember that. But
Your Honor, point of order. I think point of order, Your Honor.
I
asked for point of order. You granted me. The issue is the Janet Evans meeting. Maybe that I'm not doubting that took place, but there was other council actions since then that takes. That's precedent there.
It would have been nice to just have an update on that. But it's not that I even had to be there. I just, you know, there's a lot of motions out there that don't ever get acted on, and it's disturbing to me. So I just thought I'd bring it up because I thought it was a good opportunity to bring it up.
I agree.
But I wanted to say one of the comments in here that says, you say that staff recommends consideration of a larger budget and pursuing a design concept with a more pop and zing. Okay. We're in a pretty conservative community. I'm not sure how much we need a pop and zing. I know we do need an upgrade, but I've been coming to meetings for 20 years. I thought the ideas was to have more consistency between the library and the police facility, and this is nowhere in that scope. I don't know. So
that was not a design parameter given to them at any point in the process. So, and it wasn't an understanding that I had that it was intentionally to do that. Both the architects were told that they should look at those buildings and think about whether they want to consider it, because there may be some interest from somebody. But we weren't trying to design to drive their design, and so I pointed that out to them. And the closest any of them came was Continuum did use that same whitish color from the pillars in their option two, which was our recommended one within the existing budget. So that was the closest either those architects felt, given the low profile of our building, that they could deal with to get closer to the large pillar design, both at the library and to a lesser extent.
What do you expect the high end we're going to pay for that is with changes and by the time we're all done?
Looking at the budget that they have, their budget, which came in at about $1.8 million, the doesn't include their design fees. It does include the contractor's fees. It does include a 10% contingency. I think if you're going to play and decide to add a door on the side, slightly upgrade the entrances around for consistency, and they've already talked about some ways they can do that, would be much. I think if, and even if you add a sign out front, if you took your $1,000,001 that's there, you could probably get most of that for that $1,003,000. But the sign out at the street, that could be delayed a year so you could finish the remodeling. So that's the purpose of the next stage, the design process, where you go in detail and begin to work it out. And when you say, okay, you're going to add a second entrance, exactly how do you do that? And they can look at the added code requirements dealing with the fact that this is a very thick firewall back here. And that, you know, addresses, puts constraints on then when you're adding the windows here and the glass, which ones are real glass and which ones are the fake glass with wall behind them, because there's fire restrictions there. Exactly how you then deal with the second entrance around the community center, well, if you're really fixing it up, you may want to add that health center one, since they use that as a primary public entrance. But they've got some simple ideas where they can use that same concept that comes here and bring sort of part walls down and make a very mini version of it that follows that theme a little bit and gives it more substance than just the overhang that's there. The next process does that, and that's where you'll get those that information when you say, well, if you want to add this, you're looking at this sort of increase to do that. At the $1,000,001 plus their design fees that they list here, you would be looking at, again, when if you're picking it up from contingency, then you don't have any borrowing fees. You know, we're still above our limit, but if you borrowed it, you're still under $1.40 per household for average household. But using contingency, you don't even have that cost.
I'm sure it will be wonderful. I'm just not ready to spend over $1,000,000 when we can't even give our citizens street trees. So that's where I stand.